Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections, just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Mekki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Maswingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kula malunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa achaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwaboshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba bachaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besethezwa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMaswingo. Kolunye udaba, amapholisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende walilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rodzi, ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga le-ZANU-PF elalidabule amagwele amagwaliba e-TCCC okukhankasela uKato. Nasi mwechirongwa che Live Talk The Connection tiri kutarisa nyaya dzekuvhundusirwa kwevanhu uye mirijonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu. Nasi kune nhengo dzeTCCC dzanyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mirijonga kana kuti public violence. Asi TCCC inoti nhengo idzi dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevatsigiri vezanu PF dzichiisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanu PF vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanu PF yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reTCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rozi ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadande mutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reTCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition TCCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guvuriro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on such abuse being beaten and thrown in jail? It's simple. It's not normal. That somebody attacked and was thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law and ZANU-PF uses the courts to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guvuriro. The same question. Members of the CCC were denied bail today and they're accused of public violence. But the party says actually these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail. And instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Yeah, and you know, and when you come to our respond, we have to show that we have to show Because it's not about the opposition, very easy to create a name. Like if you have a social media, and I'm going to get you, and I'm going to energy to know an English and PFR member of Sacrament, but she's very well, but if you get on a big supplication is about. So when we triple C, when we get a window, the Gutuan or one apachal, the Zira and English and PF. Then when it comes to the bill, Koti tare rine mchongo kuti unakupa munhu bail kana kunyima bail zvichidependa nekuti iwewe mataura ako kuti wataura uchi zvakamira sei mafacts ako era sei kana kuti mapuri akusunga akanyora kuti kudii pamafomu aya anenge achinzi anorandidza bail kuti ritore kana ngatawo manyepa rupawa nevanhu veCCC Vakapara Mosa Zao, Vakunimira ZANU-PF, with ZANU-PF, and then one or with a mission. If it was a Vatina mission, that made an president, maybe what it could be a Kararo Munita, which came in Japan.
Aha, Tinotenda, TND, Kuna Mamlo, Chua. Itinotenda wa guburiro. Mamlo chao ya muzu guburiro ya kuluma lapa. Utili na abe triple C ili atlavana li loto. Abese li tonze la bantuweza anupaga. Tabange lani. Lenda bazenu. Utini nga loko.
Tinagula ndesu kawani sana. Tinasi. Inside. Tasi nabanto na vezi ndape. Aba funu pincho. Uchi nkero. Esili funayo. Ane kola kawani sana. Into a corner, into a trade, into experience, like journalist in Zolo. Who put a bunch of them at Skipper Sezanu on the Japan Bandam and Dangenes, a humble child unto a market of life. In terms of a broad daylight, in a woman, a Namutuki, one of Anna Machaka, it is Anastasia, its own, Nam Shabangat. Ni panta ba pesi pesha ba pesi elim. Uya waz guti niya gopeni ne gupai election e matovo. Sa chaya tina ngabanta ba zele mash west mash central. Bazo chaya eka la git le matovele lend. Kasa saba nesta. Is mota le ziana sa zime mezra. Is vona kuma zipi. Zido vuso buka iti mnangako. Zipi ukuti zanu pires. Kasa mota ze tripusi katibani. So esi kubona e guti ama kochi. Nawe ZANU-PF. Ama police, nawe ZANU-PF. Esu kitenaye, o esu kifunaye. You see, we build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe. Institutions nga ketiyo, kuti loba unuvani, unuvani. Yuko tina izize, the citizens coalition for change. Tina sunga vashali ve Zimbabwe, sifuna, siva mdeni, sifuchinjo, asifuni violence. This violence is not clean. As in, I could never see a was with the moment you turn the violence anyway. The woman watches you from his victim, Utinuvochi. Why would you do that? Why would you want to win the thing? Over video, a father muto, where could you lie? Where could you have a tweeter? You would be very much a man to love who is chance. Opposed to him. Who are could you move with the peace? At the same time, even we are putting people dish. I won't tell you the kingdom Talonga, Gana Mayati, or Apuniloku, Kandalako, which is the key. Which is never water because you're about to China, I want to get you to see you deliver it. So sizibuhlungu ngokuthi amaamba zethu asikunyezwa adina ibheyili, you know, singakhuluma sizosikhulume nangoshopkhala ukuthi ungaphi namuhla. Ama-instances like asikuqala aso futhi kokucina ukuthi nxa izani ukuphiyeza kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa. Kanti why vele kuzahlala kuhlaselwa sihlasela nasesonke sabaseZimbabwe. We need to build this country kungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens. Yeah.
And Ms. Mlotsha, I'm sure you had a chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodesy shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaign poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rhodesy, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Magulalelisisa, voice not liam. It shows you ukuthi abantu labacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele u-aphekiwe. Yikho buze buzisisa ukuthi umbopheleni. Kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So it really answers the question of laba besitunguzi ukuthi babe phakathi. Ngakuya ngabo ngathi ngayithi sodwa sibotshiwe. Ngayikho esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho. Ithi ama-victims. Umphetho usenecala lokubopha umuntu olecala. Umphetho usenecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, u-campaign yabo ukuthi sekama-posters zoba yikuphi. Babona kubikile kulilungelo la ukuthi badabule ama-poster ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama, ozakhuluma ihlazo elingaka emkhakhini ngoba she thinks that's by being a ZANU-PF member. You can take away with anything. It doesn't make sense. You call me to mean abantu abantwana bezimbabwe abakuvene ubuve ZANU-PF abakuqalisa namuhle abafake u-advocate nesemhlamisi esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to sanity in this country. We need sanity elizweni leli. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment we are just a polarized country. Omunye ucabanga ukuthi now they can take away with it. Ngibona abuthanise engasibambanisi.
Siyabonga Mamlotsha aqhubeka ubambile. Andizoke kwamuri vaguvuriro. Tiri kutaura nenyaya ya MP weZANU-PF Barbara Rhodesy. Avo vari kunzwikwa, vari kunzi ndivo vari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera madandemutande apa. Vachiituka mupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuvharura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeinonzi abuse of power neobstruction of justice. Mapoliticians haafaniri kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa ravo. Handizvo here vaguvuriro?
Ndiri kunzwa zvauri kutaura ende chiwa kuZANU-PF tinorespekta mapurisa asi tichienderana neaudio yamuri kutaura tandingataura ndechekuti mfumo wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndi Honorable Barbara Rhodesy nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa kutaura chiwa vakazvitaura but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakaunzwa namwari muzimbabwe yeZANU-PF kuri vave CCC vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti uingi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera but asiriye munhu ari kutaura Takazi mupurisa angaji chaura uji nyingi mpurisa but china mpurisa ni chaura. Nisha nika kumbira kuri ndizo cha chua nyaya ili eswa ya nzikungure wani mapurisa chanira mapurisa uti achati chua njiwa onare kubabura mozaka zita kana kuti ya zis mekuti inini minotika ono kana zidi mpurisa akanga arguzi aka tukwa pa phone achi akachita video nyato pati ndini concepto nyingi ndakatukwa na owner wo dzindiro shata pa pakati post number yangu ndiyakati achi tingava ne evidence yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovictimizwa nevanhu opposition paka pavakaya na kwekwe paya zvikanzi anga ariko achi akatoraya vanhu but inini ndamichiri kwekwe ndamiri kuchiredza. So avanhu vanogona kucreate manyepo.
Asi asi vaguburiro dayari manyepo dayari manyepo ari pachena. I'm sure honorable Rhodes would have responded by now. And also I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because Mapurisa are kuti pa Twitter, and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, the way I'm reading this tweet, Paninyaya, Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated up. And from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they have been mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Inyaya Rutalano Iripo, Inyaya Apopai Ma Kuapo Kwayo, Kuno Guna Kungi. Honorable Barbara Rhodes, wari waenda kumapurisa, ono reporter against the dissolution of character. Yekuti ndiri kufa manyepo nhau yakati yakati. Saka mapurisa investigate. Kuti abate outbreak. Inini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera honorable Barbara Rhodes varisponda. Vachagadza press conference, ndiri kuvaita press statement. Kuri kuenda kunosiyana, unoita press conference, dzimwe dza press statement, umeroni pa Twitter. Umwani ndi kuporisa kuvhura kuti indruku zvakadzvakadzvaka. Dissolution of character. Police or investigator. Kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusunga kana vasivo pama culprit. Saka ini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvozvo zviri kutaura hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro. Honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nemunhu vanoziva kusoro mutemo vanotomirira nyika kumapurasitimu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboite zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu veopposition sevanga vachiita kuti vari kuvataka honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuvataka honorable energy mutodi vachiti honorable energy mutodi vhidhio vari kurova vanhu but asiriwo
aaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
iyo osa wamanyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanpf maonorable members edu nemhengo dzese dzezanpf discipline ndokune vanhu vakaziva kuti mubumbiro nyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika.
Thank you, Deva Guburiro. I see the difference between Anyaya, Yamutodi, Nea Honorable Rozinde Kuti Mutodi responded there and then. Zoro, he issued out a statement saying Kuti is taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP Rozi has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand Murukuramba kuti ZANPF ine mirishonga, yes, and Nyaya ya Mairozi. I think time will tell if Maporisa akaita ma investigations awo sekuvimbisa kwawo We'll see kuti kuchabuda chii. Kana vari innocent, she'll be exonerated. But kana vachibatwa nemhosva, vachabatwa nemhosva. And nyaya violence also we saw yesterday. Activists in ZANU-PF regalia, otherwise ZANU-PF activists in Bulawayo, beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens. Vari vanhu vakapfeka matishirts ezano vachirova vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano ma double standards yayo. But let me go to
my brother, you are a presenter. When you start to say ndikuita ma double standards, no longer any
no, those are facts, ma double standards. If you are going to say kana munhu achirohwa akapfeka t-shirt yezano munhu weZANU-PF, but kana vanhu vakapfeka matishirts eZANU-PF vachirova vanhu, handiwo vanhu veZANU-PF. Ma double standards iwayo. Mamlocha, can you come in there before tichistatu mlalesi?
Ye, hayi, kuna kungena ngisho kuti uyakuze of a case of a man who is on top but doing nothing. Blame everybody else. Who are teaching with people? Abantu position. Who minds along Abantu position? Young, however, who could still a man than Gaga see opposition? Always is in to learn what is here. You see, Prenum, for Silum, you see, Liz, Eli Sagele. Now, look on the man, look who would defend it wrong, we want to go to wrong. It is a little penny, the pattern of my cities. We are fighting for you as well.
Caller, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mchibimbu nega. Let me speak in Shona. Maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Panauye my campaigns, my brother, Irvano, Yatrukunzwa, and so on and so on. Is not bad, is some Zimbabwe, and Shatino Shuira could. Could die in Kaedu, Yakamira Shakana, Kavan, Mani Freedom, Manikus Sunungura, Pasna Mung, Ano Yeta Mung, Kanamu, and Rova Mung. Do which could be the Chili Chatino Shua is some Zimbabwe, was freedom. Kuratidzira kusununguka kwemunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe. But unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama, unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here, ni the way yaanobehave kana maitiro avanoita. Accordingly, handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period kuti kanopinda mumwe munhu. Unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you. Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there. And our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, Triple C Senator candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist Archford Kuvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.